You are listening to This Podcast Could Have Been an Email, presented by Berkshire Community College.
Jonah, this is kind of cool. It's been, this morning, I told Carrie that we were recording this podcast, and she's like, it's about time.
About time, yeah,
I think that people are going to forget that you even have a podcast. Yeah. So I'm so happy that
it's
we're
been
back.
A while. Was it like, it was before June, it was in June.
I think
we last
in,
recorded Lori Gordy.
That's right, yeah. Wow. So welcome everyone to this podcast, Could Have Been an Email. We are really excited to be back. It has been a minute, and we are very happy to have two of our colleagues with us today. I'm not sure what to call you anymore, but one of my colleagues at the Executive Council, whose name is Dr. James Mancall, but by the end of this podcast, we may be calling him Falcon.
I would love that. Thank you, Adam.
And also Rebecca Weary, who is here from our Advancement and Development Office.
No cool nicknames here.
Not yet.
Well, we're very, very early.
Just got started. Yeah.
We're very early.
Becca?
So, Jonah, how are you doing?
I'm very good. Fall is coming, and you can feel it, and it's very exciting. It's my favorite season. I hate every other season. And so I'm really excited for fall. Everything just feels cooler. The evenings are cooler. My chickens are not happy with fall coming, and our egg production has plummeted a lot. So if people are on my list for eggs, I'm sorry, you're not getting any until maybe next spring. So I apologize if you didn't make the cut. But it's short of that. Very exciting. It's a new semester. We're having a crazy awesome semester so far. We've great enrollment numbers, and new members of the marketing team are on board for the first time in a year. So it's really, really exciting, at least for me. How are you doing?
I'm also doing great. I also think fall is my favorite season, which growing up, summer was my favorite season, but it isn't anymore. It's fall. I love September. I'm a big football fan. We have a little bit of a following in Minnesota.
A little bit.
I mean, of our 12 listeners, two or three of them live in Minnesota, and they're big Vikings fans. So I'm a big Vikings fan, and hope springs eternal in September when you're a Vikings fan, and they won their first game. So I'm pretty pumped up about that. And the weather's beautiful and everything's good.
The Vikings, not the ones who pillage like Europe, but
the team
ones
is
who,
named the, after
oh,
that.
Okay.
There's a lot of Scandinavians. Actually, our two listeners are a Thompson and a Hansen. Kind of gives you an idea of what it's like to live in Minnesota. So Matt and Ben, that was a little shout out to you guys. Thanks for listening. But let's get to our guests. Jim, maybe you could start out by introducing who you are, where you're from, how long you've been with the college, anything else you want to tell us about yourself.
So I'm relatively new to the college. I've been here about 7 months now, maybe a little bit plus. Most recently, coming from Colorado Springs, where I worked at Pikes Peak State College. But most of my life has been on the East Coast. Grew up in Connecticut, lived in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and New York.
That's great. And how have the first 7 months been, and why am I your favorite colleague at the executive council level?
How much time do we have to answer that last question?
I mean, Rebecca has a massage in about 15 minutes,
right.
So not that much.
Are we sure we wanted to share that? But
absolutely.
I told the whole campus one day, reply all.
Oh, yeah.
Sign me up.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Everyone email. Yeah.
No, it's been great. It has definitely been a transition to the Berkshires. I wasn't quite prepared for that, coming from a fairly sizable city. But I've definitely come to appreciate the Berkshires and sort of get into the rhythm of the Berkshires and, you know, the pleasures of a drive to Great Barrington to get your hair cut. As, you know, Adam is my favorite colleague because he laughs the most at my jokes, and I need that.
He's a people pleaser, you know?
Right, that's what I need to keep going.
Thank you. And maybe we'll come back in a little bit and talk about kind of the new division, but let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, could you introduce yourself to our listeners, including the two people in Minnesota?
Ben and
Matt.
Matt, hi. I'm Rebecca Weary. I'm the Executive Director of Development here at BCC, and I am coming up on a year on September 30th. So it feels like longer in many ways. I am born and raised in the Berkshires, so I've been here my whole life, have always been aware of BCC, have always loved BCC. My dad came back to BCC mid-career life and became a nurse. And so I'm from here. No adjustment needed.
It's good. That's
and
good.
In that year, like, nothing's really happened, right? It's been a kind of quiet year for you here at BCC. We've been...
Yeah, this yeah, is it's been, by yeah. far the easiest job I've ever had.
Easiest job you've ever had, I can imagine. Yeah.
That's just what kidding. We, I mean, that's kind of our slogan, right? Like, easy, like, slogan.
Slogan. Like
we're going slogan, logo.
You said it, I didn't
I just made,
you.
Well, you're the marketing guy.
I love
it's
it.
Like
we're
a slogan and a logo put together.
Yeah. Our new slogan.
Easy like Sunday morning. That's our slogan.
For BCC, yeah.
So Jim, you came in and are the founder of Strategic Initiatives and Community Engagement Division, which I think Jonah affectionately refers to as SICE.
SICE. Yeah, we have went back and forth with SICE, psych, sicky. So we landed.
It
yeah.
can't be psych.
It can't be. Psych. Well, it almost was psych, but I got voted out. So it's SICE.
I don't like psych. It
she doesn't like any psychs at all. None of them. So
yeah, I don't like
everybody
any
likes.
Psych.
Let's be honest. Everybody likes Colin.
Everyone likes one psych. Yeah. That's it. But yeah.
But could you tell us a little bit about the birth of this new division? And it's changed a little bit. But I, you know, I'm the outsider here. The three of you are in it. So I'll shut up and listen to you three talk about what you do.
So I would say just on a broad level, what we do is think about the college in terms of our engagement with the community, college-wide initiatives like the strategic plan. You know, obviously Jonah spends a lot of time thinking about the brand of the college and what that means in the community. And I've learned a lot from Jonah about what is the place of BCC in the community? And there's a lot to dig in there. Rebecca and her team do a lot of advancement, development. That's also community engagement and a lot of events. We'll get to Community Fest. We have awards night coming up. I think in many ways, the work of our division is promoting the work of the entire college. I see a hand.
Just, I was just going to agree with you completely and just give a note to Adam. But short of that, keep going. You're doing great.
I was
going to
pause right there.
No, okay, no, it's perfect. Okay. You just keep on going for a few seconds. Rebecca, maybe you came in before SICE, and I'm maybe just really briefly, what's the evolution been like for you in your role?
Yeah, I think the formation of our division has been really helpful. I came in and the development office fell under the president's realm. And, you know, that was great in many ways, but I wasn't as connected to some other departments that our work really closely overlaps, such as marketing, such as grants, which very closely relates to development, obviously. And now we're connected with workforce, Ollie and institutional effectiveness. Have I forgotten anyone?
We recently
well,
picked
Tony
up
now.
Tony now. Oh, yep. Tony's been brought into our realm
impact.
As well, yeah. Which has been so helpful in my world of development because we know I have a bigger picture of what we're doing in terms of community impact and what's going on at the college in general.
Yeah, that's great. And I would think that the connection to the strategic plan and putting our kind of financial priorities with our strategy makes a lot of sense. We're going to go to break. I think that it's probably going to be a commercial for the swag store where you can buy your official this podcast could have been an email t-shirt, but I'm going to hand it over to Jonah and let's see what happens.
It wasn't going to be, but now I have to rewrite the next commercial. That's a really good idea. All right, we'll be right back. This podcast could have been an email from BCC. You may or may not know this, but BCC is participating in the Fall Foliage Parade in North Adams starting at 1 p.m. on Sunday, October 5th. And the folks who march in this 1.2-mile parade will get a free BCC-branded Fall Foliage t-shirt. We are looking for more folks to represent the first community college in the Commonwealth in North County that day, so feel free to email me if you're interested in representing your school.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for sticking through that great commercial, which I assume was about our t-shirt. the real reason that we wanted to have the two of you on, and honestly, Jonah is a huge part of this too, was to talk about Community Fest and how it went and how you're feeling about it. Have you caught up on your sleep? That's the end of the question.
That's the end of the question.
Yeah. I'll let you start, Jim.
Okay. So first we should talk about what Community Fest is for anybody who doesn't know or for Ben and Matt in Minnesota who probably did not
attend.
You're
getting a lot of shout-outs there.
Basically, the point of this next segment is to get Ben and Matt to fly here the next time we do Community Fest. No pressure.
I really hope Ben and Matt will agree that Fran Tarkington is the greatest Minnesota Vikings quarterback of all time.
We can get back to that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's not. Let's keep going with Community Fest.
All right. Let's keep going with Community Fest. So Community Fest started, I think, with an idea from our president, Ellen Kennedy, that as we were approaching our 65th anniversary, given that BCC was founded in 1960, we should celebrate, and especially in the post-pandemic era, invite the community to our campus. And we took that idea, especially Jonah and Rebecca, and ran with it and built a festival on campus last August. It was a Saturday and a beautiful day. It included everything from academic programs to food trucks to face painting to mural painting to games and crafts for kids. And I think it was really successful. It was a fun day, ton of work to get it ready, a long day, but the energy around campus that day was just fantastic.
It was really great. And Ben and Matt, there was also a beer tent.
There was, in fact, a beer tent, yes. And that's where I found all of the employees at the end of the day. So definitely well utilized. I agree with everything you said. I think it highlighted all of the things we do at BCC really well for our community, not just from what you highlighted, but for, you know, prospective students, too. We offered tours. We had soccer tournaments and pickleball games and volleyball going on. And so it gave – and people could use the pool. So it gave people really a chance to see, you know, Patterson in action. And as we've just brought varsity sports back, I think that that was really important.
In fact, the first volleyball game was last night, and I heard it was a complete blast. I couldn't go. My daughter plays varsity volleyball, and I had to go to her game, but I heard it was a blast and that the team looks like they're poised to kind of hit the scene and get really good.
There was a lot of energy in that space. It was wild. It was the most fun I've had at Patterson in a long time.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's great. I'm glad to hear it. I'm sad that I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would just say that I think that it was a really unique opportunity for people who hadn't been to campus maybe ever, or people who hadn't been to campus in years, to see how it's transformed and grown, and really that there is something for everybody, and to learn that right now you can come to college at no cost. You can learn about so many different pieces. We featured our workforce programs. We tried to focus on not just the academic pieces, but sort of everything that you can do to come back and better yourself at BCC, and that there's something for everyone in our community.
I think your point about something for everyone, just to think about age, there really were things for we have a colleague who has a one and a half year old and a 3-year-old, and they were here, and they had their little fire truck hats and face painted. But my mom and dad were here, and they, I won't say how old they are, but they're not 1 and 3. And they, you know, were incredibly impressed. And President Kennedy was giving a tour to retirees who had come back. And it was one of these moments where you really feel the pride of this place. And people of every age, people from different income backgrounds, people from different places all across the Berkshires and beyond, coming to campus and really kind of immersing themselves. And I guess I got the general theme from the folks I talked to. We're really impressed, and this is a really special thing that we have in our community.
Yeah, one of the goals was, you know, we were going to celebrate our 60th as the first community college in the Commonwealth, and it was going to be done at the Common, which is our original home on First Street, where we founded in 1960. And so Tony Buckley at the time was the director of alumni relations, and she was going to have this magnificent festival at the Common called Bringing College to the People in 2020. And of course, that didn't happen. Instead, we did a PCTV presentation, and it was not even close to the same thing, but it was the best we could do to celebrate at the time of, you know, global pandemic. So 5 years later, being able to not only do that event, but do it on our campus and highlight all of the new things that we've changed about our campus, from the academic buildings to the one-stop enrollment center to the accessible quad to the library. Like, so much has happened in the last 5 years, even going back to 2016 when we did the academic buildings, or 2014 when we did Hoffman, and not even including the Gene Blades community turf field in there. Like, that's all happened within my time at this campus, which is insane. And so if I have seen those changes in 8 years, you imagine people who haven't been here since 1990, 1980, 1970. I mean, it's pretty impressive. And that's just the physical footprint. That's just the landscape. Everything else on top of it, I mean, the folks who got to play with snakes, God bless. But like they loved that. I mean, Dylan Carman was had a packed house of people who wanted to play with the axolotls, the snakes, all the creatures up in Hoffman, and it was really, really exciting. My husband, as a former environmental science major here, was over the moon. He had so much fun. It was great. So,
and I would just add that, you know, what made it so successful in addition to all of this is that it was free for the day. Right. People could come. It was really accessible. Anybody could join us. You know, there were snacks that you could even get for free at the Copsicle truck. Yep. Like there were things for everybody. So people didn't have to stretch to be able to get here. And you could spend as little or as much time as you wanted. So it felt really easy to be able to participate.
Do you have a sense of going into it? Did you have a goal for what attendance might look like? And do you have a sense of how many people actually showed up?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes. Well, the original goal, maybe in conception, was a stretch. Everybody bring all the people you know. We'll get 4,000 people on campus. I think we sort of internally hoped for 1,000. Halfway through the day, I went around to all of our checkpoints, and we were already at 1,000 people by about 12:30.
Yep.
And by the end of the day, we estimate that we had about 2,000 people on campus.
Yeah, I mean, one of our outcomes was we printed 1,000 programs, and we ran out before the event really even started. It was 12:30, we were out of programs. So that was a sort of a wild estimation for us. We really didn't know. I mean, the marketing effort that we had deployed, we did all year long, and we got to give some shout-outs to folks who helped us with that, especially Pittsfield Public Schools, getting a flyer into every single elementary school backpack, thanks to Natalia Eddy, who knows some people at Mercer. So, yeah, I mean, it was wild, but like 2,000 people, never, as a marketing person, never crossed my mind. I would be surprised. We had 450 was my original assumption, but we crushed it.
Yeah, I spent most of the day in the one stop, and we were really close to where they were doing the Build a Falcon activity and ran out of materials there too. So our biggest problem was we ran out of stuff, which I think, you know, leads in nicely to this next commercial break. I assume that we're going to be doing Community Fest again because it was such a success. I'm curious how you're going to pull it off in January with the snow and the ice. We can have ice sculptures. That sounds great.
Let's stop.
Toboggan races.
Yeah. Toboggan races.
All right.
Okay.
We're going to go to our next break, and we will be back after that.
Did you know that Harvest Run, which is an annual fundraiser hosted by Integritas Healthcare and supported by the BCC Foundation, raises funds for the nursing health and wellness programs at BCC? The new Harvest Run is taking place on Saturday, November 1st, and it'll include the community race and the fun and food in Patterson. But new this year, it will also be a high school cross-country invitational. The fun starts at 8:30 a.m. Learn more at berkshirecc.edu/harvestrun.
And welcome back. We are still here with this podcast, Could Have Been an Email, having a lot of fun with our friends, not from psych, but from
SICE.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca and Jim, we are going to move into our third segment, and I do want to talk a little bit about what we do in terms of raising money and philanthropy. But before we do that, when Jim came here, I learned that he is a scholar in James Ellroy, so I immediately went out and read LA Confidential. So I want to put you on the spot and you know, give our listeners a little bit of an insight into why this is how you decided to spend your time and energy and where you might be going with that work.
I'm actually working on an Ellroy essay right now, so your timing is good. As we discussed off air, my middle name is Nathaniel, mm-hmm. not Falcon, unfortunately.
Not yet.
And I did my...
Though, listeners, if you meet Jim, you can now refer to him as Falcon.
Yep. Falcon, for sure.
Yeah. I did my dissertation on Nathaniel Hawthorne. And I needed a break from 19th century American literature. A friend recommended L.A. Confidential. And I read that, and then that just led me down a rabbit hole of reading a whole bunch of mystery and crime fiction, and I ended up publishing an article on Ellroy and L.A. Confidential. Much to my surprise, he called me to tell me how much he liked the article.
Oh, that's
wow.
Really nice.
Which was amazing, right? Nathaniel Hawthorne is not calling you
not
to
yet.
Tell you how much he likes
Seance that. He'll call.
He'll be on his time. I'm holding out hope.
Did we have seances as part of Community Fest?
We did have tarot card readings, so we can elevate. Yeah, that could be next.
Part of Winterfest.
Yeah, you have to have the seance outside.
Yeah. In Hawthorne Hall, obviously.
When the sun goes down.
Really make sure we get Nathaniel.
That is really cool that he called.
And that led to writing the book.
How do you find your number? Like the phone book?
No. So,
for our younger listeners, when we were younger, you used to get this book and you could look people up alphabetically.
Right. It had everybody's number in it. Yeah. No, he called the publisher of the journal where my article is published. They asked if he could call me.
Oh, that's great.
That's how it got started.
It is interesting. Jonah and I were having a conversation just before this, and he's been reading Asimov, and I was telling him he'd read Foundations and iRobot, but I was telling him about the detective buddy Asimov story.
Yeah,
so
I'm gonna read next.
Lots of good reading tips to our listeners. Last time we talked about Way of Kings and Brandon Sanderson. I've started to reread Way of Kings after that conversation, and I think Jonah and I would make really good bridgemen.
No, we would not.
Sorry, that's a very inside joke. Sorry about that. Rebecca, let's talk about the foundation and some of your priorities and the work that you're doing and
the
with your team.
The foundation at BCC, not the Asimov's Foundation.
Well done. Clear.
If you want to talk about Asimov's Foundation, I think it would be fine.
Yeah.
Are you sure? No, I'll stick with the BCC Foundation. Yeah, well, right now we're gearing up for awards night. So for those of you who aren't aware, the BCC Foundation is a 501c3 organization that exists solely to support Berkshire Community College. So when folks make donations, it filters through the foundation and then ultimately goes to support the college. And so we're celebrating awards night next week on Wednesday the 17th. 5:30 if you'd like to join us, which is a really great event that celebrates.
Where is it?
Oh, it's in the Robert Boland Theater here at BCC. 5:30 reception, 6 o'clock ceremony, start time. But this celebrates all of the foundation scholarships that are being awarded to our students for their hard work and commitment to the school. So it's really a special night where we get to like see the students directly be affected by the work of the foundation, but also like see them sort of achieving their next steps in their school career.
One of the things I've been thinking about over the last couple of years is we've gotten the free community college programs is how challenging that could make someone like your work. Because I would imagine if you went out and talked to people and said, well, why would we give money to Berkshire Community College? It's free to go there. How does a conversation like that look?
Yeah, well, that started right upon my entry to BCC.
I remember interviewing you and asking you that question as part of your interview.
Yeah, so it's been interesting to navigate that conversation and to see how Mass Educate has unfolded, because I think we were all a little bit unsure what that would look like at the time that I was coming onto campus. But we've been having successful conversations because the truth is our students still need scholarships, regardless of Mass Educate. Mass Educate is operating on sort of a last dollar basis. We still need this for Mass Educate. We still need scholarships for Mass Educate to work, but also scholarships go above and beyond just traditional tuition support, right? Students have so many more needs than just tuition. We have a huge percentage of non-traditional students who are later in life and need childcare or have transportation needs or have supplies for their classes that aren't covered by Mass Educate. And then not to mention the students who just don't qualify for Mass Educate, whatever those reasons may be. So scholarship support with all of the inflation and things being so expensive right now is, if not as important, more important than it has been ever. So.
Yeah, and the two free programs cover tuition, they cover fees, and they cover some help.
Books. Yeah.
But, you know, we have a lot of students that there's the opportunity cost of going to college. And it's a real gift when someone chooses to be our student because they could be doing something else and they could be spending that time making money and they've made the choice not to. But when life happens and a student has to make the choice between paying a bill or getting a car fixed or, you know, maybe their partner loses their job and they've got to pick up extra hours, we really don't want to be the moment that a student has to leave BCC. So I think that the work that you do really helps keeps students here and keeps the dream of getting the college education to be a reality.
Yeah, and that's the hope for our work, right? It's always coming back to how can we support the students. And so, that's the answer to awards night and scholarships, yeah. I guess.
That's great. So there's a lot of exciting things going on. And maybe if there are people listening and they're interested in helping out. Actually, Jim, I've got something that I was thinking.
Sure.
So if we could, I don't know if we could do this, but if we could look at internal giving by division. Mm-hmm. What about a little throwdown here between you, me, Christina, Lori, maybe even President Kennedy? See who gets the highest percentage of our team to give, and the team with the highest percentage gets a pizza party, paid for by the vice president of that division.
And a t-shirt for this podcast could have been an email for every person who in that division.
Shouldn't the other divisions pay for the pizza party for the winners? Just say.
I like this idea. I like the challenge. I like that it's participation based.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Right.
I think we should do this.
And I like Rebecca's friendly amendment. So the losing VPs buy pizza for the division, and Jonah and I will figure out how to get the winning division T-shirts to it. So I think we've got a gentleman's agreement.
We will see
if we can convince the other two VPs.
We're doing percentage of completion because
percentage
divisions
of completion
are different size. And if our division
Correct.
Loses, your division is limited to no more than two toppings. I just want to put that out
there.
And
that's
right
a
now.
Really good point, Jim, to emphasize why participation and percentage of participation is really important, because it's not actually the dollar amount that we expect from our employees. But having the buy-in from our employees looks good when we are trying to recruit other giving, right? The support of the people who are invested at BCC is crucial to grant applications and larger donor support. So,
I think we'll go to break, but I completely agree with you. And one of the great things about this institution is that everyone who works here is committed to this to the mission of what we do at Berkshire Community College, which is kind of what you were talking about, why you do what you do. So I think a real friendly ask to all of you to please consider giving to BCC to help our students as well. And we will go to break.
It's crazy to think that 40 under 40 nominations period is taking place this fall. Do you know a pretty hip kid under 40 who's making the Berkshires a better place to live through their work or community leadership? Be sure to nominate them for the 40 under 40 Awards, taking place in late March at BCC. Just head to berkshirecc.edu/40under40 to nominate someone who you think deserves this award.
And welcome back. So we only have a couple of minutes left. I'd like to give each of you the opportunity to kind of talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. Is it your favorite thing about BCC? Is it what you've got cooking for the rest of the semester? Maybe it's just what television show you're watching. So let's switch up the order. And Rebecca, why don't you go first?
Sure. I am currently watching some fairly cheesy but also really enjoyable show called Upload. I don't know if anyone has seen it.
I've seen the first two seasons, yeah.
But it's Black Mirror-esque, but a bit sillier.
Is that Michael Shore still? Isn't the guy who did The Office or did
Greg Daniels.
Greg Daniels, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's Greg Daniels. Yeah, yeah. So it's really good.
It's pretty funny.
I've never even
heard
of it.
Yeah, it's on Prime. It's very fun.
It's
very
funny.
Good. Yeah.
It's getting a little bit more ridiculous because I'm starting to get a little further into the show, but I'm still enjoying it.
It was a good way to get Jeff Bezos to give us some money. Well, John, you
this is called product placement.
I'm sure Jeff Bezos
sure
listens to this podcast.
Of course he is.
Right now, I'm also reading Jonah's novel.
She is. Yeah.
I am too. Yeah.
Wait, Jonah's novel?
Yeah. I also am reading Jonah's novel.
Do you want a copy, Jim? I got one copy left. My husband doesn't want it.
I'm moving slowly, and it's not because I'm not enjoying it. It's because I also just recently started my master's program, and so I'm balancing. Yeah. But I go to that when I need a break. So, yeah, that's what I've been up to on a personal level.
Nice. Do you want to say what your master's program is?
Sure. It's through UMass Global, and it's in organizational leadership.
Jim, what's going on with you?
Okay, so I guess I would follow that by saying we just recently finished watching all of The Americans.
Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah. Which is really intense.
Yeah.
And really good. About a suburban DC couple who run a travel agency, seem ordinary family, but they're actually deeply embedded Russian spies.
Yeah.
So following that, we are doing like a family reading event in which we're all reading a book that explains the actual Russian intelligence operations that this is based on.
Wow.
The book is a nonfiction account called The Illegals, because these spies were engaged in illegal activities, yeah, and were deeply embedded. This is an actual phenomenon.
Wow. Well,
that sounds really cool.
That sounds really cool, actually.
Going all the way back to pre-World War I.
Jim, wow. I want to just do you a favor and say, I think you got a special birthday shout-out to make, too.
Oh, man, yes, I do. This will be so embarrassing. I'm going to really enjoy it. It is Peony's birthday today. And
Peony is Jim's partner, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah. And who's a Berkshire native from Great Barrington. And we are going to go out and celebrate at dinner. Not at Friendly's, unfortunately. But, you know.
Next time.
Well, I want to give out a couple shout-outs to, first of all, Kelsey Beralt, who works in our business office and is really a wonderful colleague, was recently admitted into a doctoral program.
Oh.
So congratulations to Kelsey.
Wow.
Megan Lucier, our director of admissions, has recently become engaged.
Yes,
so congratulations to Megan. And I don't know if you heard this, but President Kennedy has announced that she's retiring.
Yep.
And I just want to take a moment to say, you know, Jonah did a really nice job of this a minute ago, talking about how much the institution has changed. And having gotten to work directly for Ellen for the last 9 years, you can't walk around Berkshire Community College without seeing Ellen's vision,
yep,
in the buildings, in the way that I think we're kind of now engineered to just create hospitality and work with students. You know, on a very personal level, 9 years ago, I took the risk to move my family from across the country, my girls away from their grandparents, and I came here because I trusted Ellen to be a really strong president and to carry that mission that we've been talking about and vision on how we serve students. And I just feel an enormous amount of gratitude that I've had the chance to work with her for 9 years. And we're going to have a lot of time to celebrate her legacy and her time here. To be a college president and a community college for 15 years,
yeah,
is a pretty remarkable and unique thing in 2025. So congratulations to President Kennedy, who everyone knows is Ellen. Congratulations, Ellen, on your retirement. I'm glad that we get to spend the next 9 months all together working, mm-hmm, on our kind of collective mission and vision and goals. So it's been a lot of fun. Matt and Ben, we will see you at Community Fest, maybe
Winter
not in January,
Fest,
but sometime in the future. And to all of you, thanks as always for the work that you did to get the semester started. As Jonah said, enrollment is up right now, both in headcount and credits by about 20%. The campus is thriving. I can't remember Berkshire Community College being better than it is,
yeah,
right now. And it's because of you, our listeners, with the exception of those of you in Minnesota.
In Minnesota. So thank you, Jim. Thank you, Rebecca, for joining us for our podcast, known as
thank
This
you.
Podcast Could Have Been an Email. We're going to go to our closing segment, but I want to thank you all for listening and have a lovely rest of your day. Before I do my special thanks today, I just want to do a quick shout out to 413 Shirts, also known as the BCC Swag Store. You can find the BCC Swag Store in the header of the website, where you can also purchase your very own This Podcast Could Have Been an Email t-shirt, which Adam mentioned earlier in the podcast, and I didn't write a commercial for, so I'm adding it in right now. But special thanks to Adam Klepetire, my co-host, for keeping this podcast going. Additional shout-out to Jim Mancall and Rebecca Weary for being incredible guests for this show, neither of whom asked if butter was a carb. Special thanks to Alzi Mercado and to Dave Cachet at PCTV for sharing this podcast on all the platforms. And finally, I'd like to thank you, dear listener, for spending the time with us when you could have been doing literally anything else. My name is Jonah Sykes, and thank you for listening to This Podcast Could Have Been an Email from Berkshire Community College.